This is Al-Mutanabbi Street, a landmark in Baghdad's city center. It's a cultural hub and a space for artists and activists to share opinions. These days, the conversations are often about Iraq's latest political developments.
We've learned from this year's incidents that confrontation with the state is not the only option to seek change. We are now regrouping with other political activists to create a unified voice based on national interest. Unfortunately, all unrest that prevailed through the year was based on partisan interests. It's a conflict over power.
That conflict was between major Shia political parties following the elections in 2021. It led to the suspension of parliamentary process and derailed the formation of a new government. In June, politicians affiliated with influential Shia leader Muqtada Sadr quit. When rival parties backed by Iran nominated Mohammad Shaya al-Sudani as prime minister, Sadr supporters took to streets. In August, thousands stormed Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone and occupied the parliament building, holding a sit-in that lasted weeks. The conflict peaked when crowds stormed the presidential palace. Dozens of people were killed as they were driven out of the compound by security forces. Other protests were staged through the year. Calls for political and economic reform. Order was finally restored when the Sudanese government took office in October.
Scenes like this give the impression of normality, but the same issues weigh heavy on Iraqis. After 1 year political deadlock, they finally have a government. But economic challenges and underlying political rivalries, both crucial to ensuring stability, remain unresolved.
And many are skeptical that anything will change under the new administration.
Every government breaks its promises with the people. Life has become so difficult. Unemployment is exacerbating it all. Prices are getting higher. Nepotism and corruption are deeply rooted in state institutions. We have no hope that a change will happen anytime soon.
The World Food Programme said poverty levels reached nearly 32% in 2020, even though Iraq is the second largest producer of crude oil after Saudi Arabia in the OPEC group of oil-producing countries.
Over the past 3 years, many development projects were aborted because of political unrest. Now the government and parliament need to pass a budget for the upcoming year as soon as possible. That would help mitigate current economic difficulties because the new year's budget is estimated around $200 billion.
In October, authorities revealed billions of dollars had been embezzled from state funds and promised to recover the money. Many Iraqis hope it is the beginning of the end of government corruption. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.